Hey, it's Mike Church reminding you that life's biggest challenges can be conquered by prayer. Well, here's a little secret. Praying is made more powerful when you pray in Latin. But most people are horrified of even trying. Well, you're not alone. That's why I'm proud to introduce you to the Pray Latin Prayer Card Company. In no time, you'll learn the Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be prayers in Latin. Pray Latin Prayer Cards, available at MikeChurch.com/Latin. Learn Latin, pray Latin, because the devil hates Latin.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacy Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, February 19th, 2020. I'm Stacy Cohen reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by the Pray Latin Prayer Cards Company. These top quality prayer cards are available at MikeChurch.com/Latin. Learn Latin, pray Latin, because the devil hates Latin. Here's what to listen for this hour. Everybody loves a good story, and the media seems to have landed one about Bill Barr. Just not sure if it's real or not. It's a big question mark. President Trump had a let them go moment yesterday, and good news about Ryan Newman. Attorney General Bill Barr told people that are close to him that he's considering stepping down over President Trump's tweets. Multiple reports said this Tuesday, days after Barr admitted that Trump's tweeting made it impossible for me to do my job. He has his limits. One person familiar with Barr's thinking told the Washington Post, its report suggested that Barr wanted Trump to get the message to stop weighing in publicly in ongoing criminal cases. An administration official gave a similar admission to Barr to the Associated Press. Barr, speaking to ABC News last week, also denied ever acting on improper influence from Trump or the White House. White House officials told the Post that the president had no plans to stop tweeting about Justice Department cases. He insisted that he had a legal right to make his voice heard on criminal cases. The White House did not immediately comment on the Tuesday night reports. President Trump announced pardons for several high-profile individuals in addition to commuting the sentence of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. The White House announced that he had signed an executive order pardoning former San Francisco 49ers owner Eddie Bartolo Jr. And later Tuesday, Trump said he would pardon New York Police Commissioner Bernie Kurik during comments to reporters at Joint Base Andrews on Tuesday afternoon. Trump acknowledged that he relies on recommendation from those around him in deciding how to apply his pardon power. Kurik, who is a good friend of Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, the president said that Kurik had many good recommendations from a lot of good people. Michael Milken, remember him, the former investment banker who became known for his involvement in an insider trading scandal, was among those who received a pardon. He pleaded guilty to securities fraud in 1990 and was sentenced to 10 years in prison, of which he ultimately served two. Coming up, our saint of the day, he became known for his preaching prowess in Spain and Italy, was a confessor and advisor of Queen Catherine. Quote of the day, if you are what you should be, you will set the world on fire. Saint Sienna. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey, dude, do you know someone who's a coffee snob who thinks a gourmet coffee is poured by purple-headed baristas at a $4 cafe? Well, grab your pal by the man bun and lead him over to the Founders Trading Post, where we feature the finest and tastiest hand-roasted coffees in all of America, including our newest edition, Abbey Roast, from the Benedictine Brothers of Our Lady of Guadalupe Monastery in Silver City, New Mexico. Brother Bernard hand-roasts 9 unique blends of coffee, including their award-winning Brazilian roast, their ultra-robust French roast, and the aromatic Espresso Roast. We carry all of the Abbey Roast coffees and are proud to assist Brother Bernard and the Benedictine monks in their missions. Buy a bag or 9 of craft roasted Abbey Roast coffee today by heading to MikeChurch.com/coffee or order by phone at 844-527-8723.
Our saint of the day is Saint Alvarez. He was born in either Lisbon, Portugal, or Cordova, Spain. He entered the Dominican convent at Cordova in 1368. He became known for his preaching prowess in Spain and Italy. He was confessor and advisor of Queen Catherine, John of Gaunt's daughter, and tutor of King John II in his youth. He reformed the court and then left the court to find a ministry near Cordova. There, the Ladder of Heaven that he built became a center of religious devotion. He successfully led the opposition to anti-Pope Benedict XIII, Peter de Luna, and by the time of his death was famous all over Spain for his teaching, preaching, asceticism, and holiness. His cult was confirmed in 1741, and his feast day is February 19th. Well, faced with continuing transmissions of novel coronavirus on the Diamond Princess, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued new travel restrictions for the ship's passengers and crew on Tuesday. After leaving the ship, on which passengers are scheduled to be released from quarantine on February 19th, all passengers and crew will be required to wait an additional 14 days before returning to the United States. Should an individual from the cruise arrive in the U.S. earlier than that, they'll be subject to mandatory quarantine until they've gone 14 days without exhibiting symptoms or, conversely, testing positive. More than 100 Americans remain either on the ship or hospitalized in Japan. Good news about Ryan Newman. He's endured many terrifying crashes over his 20-year NASCAR career. His ghastly crash on the final lap of the Daytona 500 on Monday night caused the sport to pause for a moment. The 42-year-old Newman slid across the finish line in a crumpled heap of metal, sparks flying as his car skidded to a halt with fuel pouring onto the track, frighteningly close to open flames. It took 2 long hours before NASCAR announced Newman had non-life-threatening injuries and was in serious condition at nearby Halifax Medical Center. Tuesday afternoon, it was announced via Twitter that Newman was awake and he was speaking to his doctors and his family. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.